Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, thank you for listening to The Real Short Box. I'm Donald.
I'm Kevin.
I will be Jared.
And today it is Choose Your Teams, where we decide on our favorite team players. Today we are doing the Avengers, if I'm correct, gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we are.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. All right, I think Jared's going to be starting us out.
Yeah, so as you know, we just we pick our teams that we like, you know, a team that we'd like to read individually, and, you know, we just have some fun with it.
I like Ditka,
yeah,
for my Avengers team, Ditka.
My team is called Jared's Dream Team.
That's it?
But here's my team. It's called What Puts Jared to Sleep at Night Dream Team. He just goes off to sleep and he goes, who would be the coolest Avengers team? And then you're like, Jared, you're in your 30s. And I'm like, fucking shut up. And then my wife's like, Jared, you're talking to yourself again. And
scaring the children.
Yeah, scaring the children. All right, so my team leader, Doctor Strange.
What?
Stephen Strange, yeah.
Outlandish.
No, he's cool.
Do you think he would want to be a leader?
You know, he actually, in the new Avengers, in one of those books that Brian Michael Bendis wrote, one of the 500,000 books of Marvel that he writes.
Right.
I believe Doctor Strange was kind of the de facto leader at one point.
Mm.
And I think he's just got a good head on his shoulders. I think he's kind of one of those guys that's like, he's very, it's kind of weird to say down to earth because he's so not on this earth that many times.
Right.
But I don't know. I just think he's a guy that just be like, He doesn't have a hot head. He'd just be like, all right, we need to do this. And trust me, I know I'm the Sorcerer Supreme. And as you know, he is the Sorcerer Supreme.
And you don't question the Sorcerer Supreme.
You can't argue.
No. And the guy's got magic up the yin-yang. Everybody knows his powers by now.
Mm.
He can do lots of stuff. And they've got the coolest base in New York, the Sanctum Sanctorum. That place is awesome. Go to Greenwich Village, you know, go to some cool bars. I mean, I haven't been there since the 90s, but I would imagine it would be fun.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you think they have time to go and drink there?
They better.
They have to save the world,
universe. Kevin was born in a bar.
Yeah.
You don't say. I didn't know.
or a barn. I can't remember what you said.
I was born in a jail. My name is Javert. You might have heard of Les Miserables. Never mind. No, I don't know why I went there.
No.
Anyway, next up on my team is Doctor Strange's old Defenders buddy and Avenger. Submariner. Namor the Submariner.
Oh, of course, you've got the Submariner.
You know, if it was DC, it would be Black Adam somehow. I'm sure if we do our Secret Society of Villains, he'll be in there. But Submariner, yes, I'm a fan. I love him. Also, you got a cool vacation spot to go to Atlantis, and you got that backing of Atlantis.
You're thinking vacation spots.
Exactly.
They have nice resorts down there.
Yeah, you'll see, I even got like other things of that ilk for my team. But so Submariner also is would be their tank, more or less. He's got super strength, and he is a hothead. I will definitely go with that. But if anybody's going to calm him down, it's Doctor Strange. He's like, buddy, remember the Defenders days? Just trust me. Like, we can do this. Next up, I got the brains of my team, and quite a little bit more in a small and big package, Hank Pym. Hank Pym is a master, one of the most brilliant scientists in the Marvel Universe, and also has been known as Man, Giant Man, Yellow Jacket, Goliath. So to me, that is like one giant party in a little and big package. So you've got brains, strength, cunning, and
stealth.
Yeah, all in one.
The ladies love Pym.
Yeah, and I got it. Well, unless he's Pym slapping them, which we'll do a whole nother story on. Everybody who reads their comics and has their weight in gold of Avengers lore knows there was a whole.
Mm-hmm.
Misinformed, I believe it was the artist got it wrong, the writer wrote it that he like shoves Wasp, his wife, away at the time, and he wrote it and he drew it as a slap, and all of a sudden Hank Pym was a woman beater, which I would never stand by. He's not a woman beater.
He's a man of science, not a man of brutality.
And I think he's a very underrated character.
I read that issue where the Avengers came to bring him in to face his crimes of women beating.
Yeah. Oh, no. They made it. That's what happened, though. Supposedly, the artist did it. They had it. It went out. And then they're like, we can't ignore it. So
really?
They had to base this whole story around it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So.
It's a great story.
Yeah. Oh, it is. Oh, yeah.
If it was like 1965, they probably got away with it.
They're like, well, that was acceptable.
I mean, I hate to say that, but
she was talking back to him.
Right. She was sassing back, yeah, got what she deserved.
He had a hard day at the office. I know she's an Avenger too, but he had a hard day. He's a man.
Went honeymooners on him.
So Jimmy Stewart was in the Avengers. Next up is my wild card. Not really so much a wild card, as just people so underrated. And I know you people are going to get confused right away when I say her name, Captain Marvel. Not Carol Danvers, who is Captain Marvel now. Not the man Captain Marvel. And that's definitely not the DC's Captain Marvel, mm-hmm. Billy Batson. This is Monica Rambeau.
I love that you went with her.
She's so cool. And well, and also I was thinking, because we were talking
about... You're talking about underrated.
Underrated, big time. She also had a pretty cool costume. The black and white with the like fluffy, like almost wings going on. But just listen to her powers. She could just pretty much be her own team. Energy absorption, generation, and manipulation. Ability to travel at speeds up to the speed of light. While in her energy form, she can convert her body into any form of energy within the electromagnetic spectrum and travel in energy form through the vacuum of space. She can pretty much just kind of do anything. Like, she can be there at the speed of light whenever you need her. She's there. She's awesome. And she's smart. Next up, you have a duo who I will call the heart of this team, Power Man and Iron Fist. Luke Cage and Danny Rand.
Okay.
How awesome was it that these guys got the resurgence they did, and it was a big part because of the new Avengers line,
good timing and well-deserved.
Oh, yeah, good timing, well-deserved. And it was just, to me, one, you got extra muscle, and then you got martial arts plus the Iron Fist, and you have guys that will fight and die for each other. So, also fighting for a team. So they
go... I heard that, Iron Fist was originally not supposed to be a white guy in the comics.
I didn't hear that at all. Wait, whitewashing?
Yeah, no, that's totally not true.
Yeah, no, we're just joking because right now the controversy... Actually, as we're speaking, in a matter of about 45 minutes...
Yes.
Iron Fist will premiere on Netflix, and we're all very excited. And we're all poo-pooing on all these reviews of, like, 6 episodes that a bunch of critics saw that probably didn't watch the other stuff. And
probably haven't read a comic
in their life.
Haven't
read a comic because they're sitting there going, why is this guy white? Because he was white in the comics. He was white. He was a white guy who went to Kunlun because of his father, who had gone there and had a whole history there. It wasn't anything to do with whitewashing. It was just actually the way the story was told. Mm-hmm. It all made sense. First off, Kunlun was a made-up land. People, just read the goddamn comic book
and be happy.
Yeah.
Relax. And by the way, the Power Man and Iron Fist comics, I picked up a couple old ones recently, and... They're fun.
It's funny you said that. I'm actually reading. They just came out. Not just came out with it, but Comixology. I downloaded one. They had a really good price on it. But the Epic Collection of Power Man and Iron Fist. There's been two of them, and it's pretty much almost not the complete run, but it's a good run of Power Man and Iron Fist comics if you want them all in just one. And yes, exactly what Donald just said. They're so fun, and they still hold up, and they're just fun comic book action. The most unlikely of, like, pairings, and they work so well together.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm hoping that Finn Jones and Mike Coulter on the Netflix show, I hope they have a good chemistry.
Because if they do,
they can parlay that into not necessarily a Power Man Iron Fist show, but just basically when you get to the second season of those respective shows, it'll be easy to have them seamlessly be going back
just
and forth.
In the Defenders.
I would give my left nut for Heroes for Hire.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
I mean, no, I wouldn't. I'd give Kevin's left nut for Heroes for
I
Hire.
I would fact, also give Kevin's left nut.
Kevin's left nut is for sale for a Heroes for Hire series. Netflix, yeah. If you're listening in Marvel, we will give you Kevin's left nut.
Actually, yeah, don't even do Luke Cage season 2. And don't even do an Iron Fist season 2 if it goes well. Just do Heroes for Hire.
In fact, let me get my knife here.
Yeah.
We're just going to give you Kevin's left nut right now.
Everybody,
Kevin, hold still.
Call in your cereal boxes. If you saw those real short box box tops, just send those in and you get Kevin's left nut.
Yep.
Only one supply. And lastly for my team, speaking of nuts, but not at all, She-Hulk. She-Hulk is my dark horse again. She's one, more strength, but also brains, sass, fun, and a hell of an attorney.
I was going to use her in mine at one point, and I was like, no, I'll go a different route. I'm glad I did, because you got She-Hulk.
So, you have a bunch of, like, you know, you have Submariner, some hotheads, you got Hank Pym, who may or may not, you know, abuse people. She-Hulk's going to need to bail you out of some situations. So, not only will her strength do it, and her charisma, but she's an attorney.
Mm-hmm.
And then, just to throw away, my alternate would be, because I like to get a little weird, Sandman. Sandman was an Avenger briefly, and I love the guy. I'm rooting for him. Yeah.
Huh, because I know in like, they did a run in Detective Comics, and where Clayface is part of...
The Batman family,
yeah,
right?
The Batman family, basically.
They're doing that, like, now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
they're doing it now, but I say a run because I don't know when this is going to air.
Right.
But it may or may not still be going on where Clayface was part of this.
I heard somebody talking about that, and I thought that was a really
It was a really cool idea. Yeah, definitely. That's what made me pick it up.
Yeah.
I didn't stick with it, but that's what made me pick it up.
Was it good? I mean, was he good in it?
He was good in it, but he was kind of just throwaway. They didn't really give him a lot to do. He was there basically, we need some stairs, and he'd make stairs out of mud. You know, that kind of thing.
He's like, I feel like I'm being used, you guys. Like, no, be a doormat.
By the way, that'd be a good fight, actually. Clayface versus Sandman.
For a future SmackDown, for
sure. Well, write that one down.
Write it down. Right now. While we're cutting out your left nut. But that's it for me. That's my team. And,
Ow!
Donald, tell us about your dream team.
Oh, my dream team. Yeah. You mean the Quantum Avengers?
So you guys all have cool names. I just get it.
I've got the best Quantum Avengers. All right. We're going to start out with the leader... Blue Marvel. Wow.
Tell me more about him. I actually do want to know more about him.
Adam Brashear, due to the unexpected explosion of a reactor he was using to create a stable event horizon, was inundated with a mutagenic radiation. He then became a stable antimatter reactor with superhuman abilities, which he used to fight crime under the superhero alias of Blue Marvel. Best part about Blue Marvel, guys, a little bit of trivia, a little history of him. The character was... He's a new character, relatively new.
But they made it like he had been around.
Yes. He had been around. He was fighting in the 60s. And in the 60s, when he was fighting, his full-face helmet that he used was torn open during a fight, and it revealed that he was a black man.
Okay.
And this was around some very civil or uncivil moments, so to speak.
Yeah, the civil rights movement.
The president of the United States gave him kind of like a Medal of Honor, but then told him that he needs to retire due to racial backlash.
We really appreciate the world saving. The black thing is just really hurting some people.
Crazy, yeah. Right? So... He complied with it, and then later on came out of retirement. So he'd been for a while, but then, you know, came back to help out. His powers, he's a genius engineer and physicist. He has vast superhuman strength, speed, stamina, reflexes, and senses. He has flight, energy generation, molecular manipulation, enhanced mental perception, nigh invulnerability, and durability. Regenerative healing factor.
Jesus.
And light creation.
So he's kind of like a Superman plus.
Yeah, he's like his own team. He really is. He's his own goddamn team.
And a badass name, Blue Marvel. I love that name.
Yeah, it's great. So Blue Marvel's leading my team.
Sounds like a powerful alcoholic drink.
It does. I'll take a Blue Marvel.
It's like at a tiki bar. Yeah. Ooh, a Blue Marvel.
Or somebody like talks dirty to you for too long, you get Blue Marveled. That work? Okay, anyway, so the brains in my team, same as with my X-Men, it's going to go to Beast.
Yeah. Mr. Dr. Hank McCoy?
Hank McCoy. He's one of the original X-Men, joined the Avengers for a while. He's just a smart, tough dude. He's agile. He's got massive strength. He's got massive agility.
A refined gentleman.
Yes, he's a refined gentleman of taste, quality.
A sense of humor.
It's a great sense of humor.
And now, also, correct me if I'm wrong, or I mean, I don't know. I think he was one of the first of, like, a superhero from one team that actually crossed over to join another team.
I believe so.
I don't know if he was the first one, but he was definitely one of the earlier ones.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
And those guys are like, that's the X-Men, and now he's on the Avengers. That's cool. Like,
I don't know if you guys can hear, though, but we do have a special guest today. We do have Crypto, the Wonder Dog.
Crypto, Barky Bark.
Yeah, he doesn't speak English yet.
Barky Bark McFucks.
We're trying to teach him, but he does bark when he's excited about our teams.
Yeah.
So if you do hear a dog in the background, it's Crypto.
North Hollywood ain't no joke with Crypto.
Anyway, Beast is my brains. So with brains, you've got brawn. You need muscle. My muscle, Hercules.
Man.
Greek god, long-standing Avenger. His powers, he's immortal and possesses superhuman physical traits, including enormous strength, speed, and agility. So obviously Hercules is a good guy to have on your team. Plus, I think he'd get along real well with the Beast. Mm-hmm. They might have a couple drinks. Hercules likes to tell stories. Beast might tell some stories. They're going to have some fun.
Yeah, I like that pairing.
Next, you're going to go with my strategist. It's going to be the Black Knight.
Nice.
Now, I don't know if some of you guys have heard about the Black Knight. Some people don't like the Black Knight, but he's awesome. And those people that think the Black Knight is not, they suck.
It's pretty brutal.
Yeah, it's true, though. Dane Whitman, he's the third Black Knight and the descendant of the original Black Knight, Sir Percy of Scandia. He inherited the original knight's ebony blade, which is a mystical sword. His powers, he's an excellent swordsman, hand-to-hand combatant. He's also a genius physicist, strong strategist and tactician. He has magic senses and occasionally wields the sword of light and the shield of night.
Nice.
So he has multiple capabilities. He can step into lead if Blue Marvel gets hurt. He's definitely down for the strategy. He's also into the magical realm, so he can dabble a little bit of that. And he's a smart man. He's very, very smart, actually. And he can step in for the Beast, should the Beast get hurt as right. well. So a lot of my guys are interchangeable in a way, but each their own unique.
Very difficult for Blue Marvel to get hurt, I would like to believe.
I would think so, but I'm sure it could happen. Superman can also get
just
hurt.
Be like, make me look good, guys.
Mm, yeah.
Make me look good.
So next we're going to go to the occultist and transporter of the team, Brother Voodoo.
Uh-oh. Nice.
I know you chose Doctor Strange, and mm-hmm. I was like, I'm going to go a little different. I like Brother Voodoo. A little bit about him, which, learning about these characters is sometimes, or most of the time, my favorite part. Mm. After studying to be a physiologist for 12 years in the U.S., Jericho Drum discovers that his twin brother is dying. He's a victim of an evil sorcerer who claims to be possessed by the spirit of a serpent god.
Which is how, like, 60% of people in the United States die.
Absolutely, yeah.
Serpent cancer gods. And serpent gods.
As a promise to Daniel, Jericho goes and becomes this guy, Papa Jumbo, who taught Daniel to be a voodoo occultist. Basically, he goes to this guy to be taught after studying under him this Hungan.
Yeah, that's like
yeah, Hungan.
Yeah.
For several weeks, Jericho, he gains a greater mastery of voodoo practices than his own brother, actually. He then becomes one in his own right. Papa Jumbo then performs a rite that summons Daniel's spirit from the dead and joins it with Jericho's own.
Right.
So they basically join their spirits into this body. And then Jericho takes the name Brother Voodoo.
Right.
Which I thought was really cool. Now, his powers are cool. It's just like Doctor Strange is really in a way. In fact, he was Sorcerer Supreme for a while.
He took over for him,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Extensive mystical knowledge, superhuman strength, spirit possession, fire manipulation, ability to generate mystic smoke to conceal his location, usually accompanied by the sound of drums that could also disorient his opponents. That I thought was really cool.
Right.
Imagine if, like, you're, like, guarding something and you start seeing this mist and then you hear these drums.
Doom, doom, doom,
it would
doom,
freak
doom.
You out.
Yeah.
He has the power of hypnosis, spirit manipulation, all kinds of good stuff. This guy's, right. like, stacked.
Right.
Yeah, I'm going to go to my cosmic connection. Now, whenever you're dealing with the Avengers, you need somebody that's going to be able to travel in space and know their way around.
They go to space a lot.
Yeah. A lot.
Yeah.
So, my cosmic connection is Quasar.
Yeah.
Mm. All right, very good.
Thank you. Quasar was Wendell Vaughn, originally from Wisconsin, trained with S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
He was deemed unfit for field work. Wendell's first assignment is security detail for a research facility where they were performing some experiments on quantum bands taken from this guy called the Crusader, who had passed away, which was the original Marvel Boy.
Right.
Project
Pegasus, I think it was, right?
I don't know, to be honest. A test pilot selected to wear the bands proved spectacularly successful at wielding them, but he perishes when the energy output reaches a critical mass, so he can't control it. So Vaughn then steps in and he dons the bands So when a criminal scientist of AIM attacks, Vaughn kind of steps in and dons these bands and uses them to generate solid energy constructs and repulses the attack. When the energy buildup begins to overwhelm him, he decides to simply, here's the best, relax and go with the flow.
He got high.
He kind of, yeah.
Quasar got high.
To his surprise, the buildup abruptly dissipated. He then realized that the key to wielding the bands is a flexible will rather than an indomitable one. You don't want a will that's uncompromising. You have to compromise when you're using these bands.
Very Green Lantern-ish, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
And they kind of worked in that same way, too. Like, yeah. Making constructs out of that energy, yeah.
Ultimately, his lack of a killer instinct is what made him more suitable to wield the bands. So, he originally called himself Marvel Boy. Finally settled on the name Quasar. He traveled to, not mine, but Uranus, where the bands were from. These bands were originally...
I needed some rent money, and Wendell was there.
Right. These bands originally intended for Captain Marvel, actually.
Right, yes.
Are deemed fit for Wendell as he takes on the role of protector of the universe then.
Right. Thus, that's why his costume looks a little bit like Marvel's.
Right, thus Quasar is born. His powers... energy manipulation, teleportation, solid light constructs, and flight.
Right.
So he's got some nice Green Lantern-esque abilities.
And in the 90s, I think Mark Gruenwald did a run of his, and what we were talking about, Power Man and Iron Fist, for like space, like cosmic stuff, mm-hmm. super fun. He was just like a fun guy, and his power's really cool. At one point, he got from, what was the offshoot that Marvel did, that like other universe they did
Star Brand.
Yeah, you got the
Star Brand.
He got the Star Brand
from
New Universe.
Yeah.
He got that like attached to him. It was like on his eye, like it became part of him and he could quantum teleport anywhere. Mm-hmm. So he had that with the bands too. So it even made him more powerful.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, the Quasar book, I'm sure you could get those for like a dime. Like they're so cheap those books.
Get it now while you can.
Exactly. For the Quasar
Phase
movie.
4, you never know.
Yeah. Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
He would so be a great Guardians character.
Yeah, especially with those light constructs. Mm-hmm. They don't have somebody like that.
No. And he's fun. He's just a fun dude.
They need to get him out before Green Lantern comes for DC.
Yes.
Although at a point I don't know so much. I don't have much faith in DC making Green Lantern a viable property.
No.
It's supposed to be a Green Lantern core this time around.
Yeah. That's right. Well, you know, shit in one hand, wish in the other.
Indeed.
So my final wild card, it would be the spy of the unit, and that would be U.S. Agent.
Nice.
Didn't want to have Captain America. He's too goody-goody. John Walker, on the other hand, though, not so goody-goody.
He'll get his hands dirty, real.
He received his powers from a mysterious individual who gave him superhuman abilities. He eventually replaces Steve Rogers as Captain America, but due to his harsh ways of execution, he loses the mantle when Steve eventually comes back and basically takes it from him. He later dons a similar costume and shield and becomes a U.S. agent.
Mm-hmm.
His powers, exceptional hand-to-hand combat, highly trained acrobat and gymnast, superhuman strength, agility, reflexes, reactions, and endurance, peak level speed, dexterity, coordination, and balance, and use of nearly indestructible shield.
Mm-hmm.
Very similar.
When he became Cap, the government had Taskmaster, because Taskmaster could see anybody do something and do it just like them.
Yeah.
Taskmaster taught him how to throw the shield just like Captain America.
Nice.
Yeah, it was this like cool scene of him teaching him and like him going like, you know what? Dude, you actually taught me some great stuff. Thanks, Taskmaster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. That's cool. My my last one, I just have an alternate. I have a tech-savvy spy, somebody that's good with technical stuff and they can spy. Vision.
Yeah.
Originally created by Ultron, the Vision saw the goodness of mankind, decided it was worth fighting for, and joined the Avengers. His powers... we pretty much all know it by now, but I'll repeat. Superhuman agility, intelligence, strength, and speed, flight, density control, intangibility, shape-shifting, mm-hmm. mass manipulation, regeneration, solar energy projection, and technopathy.
Mm-hmm.
He's a force to be reckoned with.
Oh, yeah.
He's a good alternate to have. He can step in for pretty much anybody on this team and roll with the punches. Yeah. So Vision would be my alternate on my team of the Quantum Avengers.
It's a great team.
And now on to Mr. Green's.
All right. I call my Avengers team the Avengers Alpha Squad.
Nice, nice.
Led by
Do you think the Alpha Squad, like Alpha Flight, is like upset about this?
Look, it's just the first name.
That's you can go to my team and have She-Hulk represent you in like a trademark.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. She could. Yeah. Well, my team is led by the King of Wakanda, Black Panther,
Mr. Nice.
T'Challa. T'Challa is a brilliant tactician, strategist, a scientist, a tracker. He wears a vibranium uniform that absorbs kinetic energy. He can do many, many things in many respects. He could be the brain of the team if he wanted to. But mm-hmm. he is someone that is an awesome character. A man who's getting a lot of respect lately. We saw him debut in Civil War, so give him a little taste.
He's no Blue Marvel, but he'll do.
He's no Blue Marvel, but he will do for my team. Now, behind him, I have the brains of the team, and that is Mr. Tony Stark, Iron Man.
Oh.
I've heard of him.
You heard of him. I mean, you know, he runs Stark Industries.
Mm-hmm. He has a good movie career, too.
An excellent movie career. I mean, what can you ask? What more can you ask for? I mean, he's famous for his repulsor ray in his chest that can repel physical attacks, send energy attacks, can
also
build.
In Marvel Capcom, the arcade game, he was like the best to use.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he would have like the repulsor ray and then he would get this big cannon on his shoulder.
Yes, just annihilate
everybody. It was amazing. Like my two guys were always, it was Iron Man and Magneto. And I would kill it.
They came out with like ones for like console systems, and one of the last, they're making a new one now. It looks really good, but one of the last ones had like a really cool cast of characters. It had MODOK.
Nice.
Taskmaster. It was really cool.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, he can build a lot of the equipment for this team. Ships, vehicles, you name it. Now, followed by that, I have Wonder Man as my muscle. Wonder Man, Simon Williams, doesn't get the respect he deserves.
Yeah, he's great.
Superhuman levels of strength and invulnerability due to exposure to the ionic energy his body has fully metamorphosized into. His body becomes charged with ionic energy when actively using his powers. He can fly under its power. And Simon's body was further altered due to exposure to the Kree Nega Bomb.
That's right. Then he become like almost like pure energy for a while.
Yeah.
Yes.
He also is a hell of an actor.
Yes, he's one hell of an actor.
And one of Beast's best friends.
Yeah.
Yes, he's also a man of science, skilled in engineering and mechanical sciences.
Mm-hmm.
They were kind of like the Booster Gold Blue Beetle Avengers duo.
Yeah.
Like that kind of unlikely team up that just really worked.
Yep.
Yeah.
Very well done.
Yeah.
All right, next person I have is Miss Marvel Carol Danvers version, the original.
She's a badass.
She's a badass. Now, one of her skills that I have, the reason I have her here, I want her to be, so she's a trained, skilled pilot. I want her to fly the special team constructed vibranium jet.
You don't
that
think
will, that will transport.
Huh? Tony Stark couldn't figure out how to make it fly itself?
No, he could, but you know what? Carol wants to, you know.
So he just made it specifically so she could just fly it.
Yes.
Just catered to one person.
No, not just.
Way to be a diva, Carol.
Wow.
No, a second. Don't hate on Miss Marvel. Don't hate on Carol. You're hating on Carol.
I'm not hating on Carol. I'm hating on who she chooses to be.
Wow.
You need to step up and be who you really can be. Live up to your potential, Carol.
Right. She can fly beside it, and it could fly itself.
That's true. Now, sure, she can
she's
fly.
She's got to be greedy.
Yes, she has. She's about to be greedy. Oh. But look, these are for, like, you know, space missions, essentially.
She's also a powerhouse.
Space midgets?
Space missions, not midgets.
Oh,
missions.
It's getting late, guys. Space midgets.
Space missions. But she, well, at least this version, your current powers were flight, enhanced strength, durability, ability to shoot concussive energy bursts from her hands. A lot of cool stuff that we all would appreciate if we had that ability.
I think her strength level was like really high.
Oh, strength level was really high. Yeah. Matter of fact,
right.
If you know anything about Rogue,
she really appreciated that strength.
She really appreciated that strength in there. A brief encounter of love.
Aww.
Yes. My next person is my my clandestine operations tactician. That'd be Spider-Woman, Jessica Drew.
Nice.
She possesses superhuman strength, endurance, and speed. She can focus her bioelectric energy into venom blast.
Right.
Sufficient to stun or even kill normal humans if necessary. And she can adhere to almost any surface, almost like a real spider. Her body is immune to poisons and drugs. And totally immune to radiation. and her metabolism generates pheromones which attract human males while repulsing females, which is, wow, that's kind of interesting. It's almost like her form of natural perfume.
You ever see, like, an issue in a comic where, like, some girl's, like, just vomiting when she walks past her?
They did do it, though, where, like, guys would, like, get distracted fighting her because they were, like, turned on.
They were like, damn, I just need some of that.
And then it's, like, clung to the back of the head.
Wow. Awkward. Yeah. That's an awkward fight. Yeah. Like, they're always fighting with boners. You know? I mean, that poor lady. Like, she's just being,
I would get up to fight you right now, but I have a huge boner. Right. It's embarrassing. She's
right there all the time. Yeah.
Daily Bugle could take a picture of it. I would never live it down.
That's an interesting situation she has there.
She does.
Anyway, sorry.
Yes. My next person is the Inhuman Crystal, who was part of the Avengers briefly. She's my elementals expert. She can manipulate the four basic elements of fire, water, air, and earth. And she's also, although an interesting enough, says she's all abnormally vulnerable to pollutants, which is kind of strange. But I guess when you're polluting the earth, these things can happen.
I think that was like early Inhumans. Remember when they like left Adelon? They were very like, it was like the pollution of the earth. But I think they nixed that shit. So,
Okay. But then again, that's true. Right here, I have it right here. Reed Richards actually gave her a serum to take care of that problem.
Yeah, no, she's badass. And the Avengers, Inhumans versus X-Men, she like sends like a giant like rock up and like knocks Magneto. Like, she's pretty badass. Like,
oh, she's very powerful.
Yeah.
Now, my wild card of the group is Miss Wanda, Scarlet Witch.
Oh.
You can't go wrong there.
Oh, well, you
yes,
can.
You can.
You can go really wrong.
Well, yes.
It's called the House of M, man. Called Avengers Disassembled, man.
The House
man.
Of M, yes, where she depowers most of the humans. Yes, yes.
She pretty much ruined Marvel.
Yes, yes, that's true.
But
what I meant by that is just to have this kind of powerful woman on your team when necessary, when she's of stable mind.
Right. You better hope.
Basically, she has reality-altering powers.
I mean, she fell in love with the Vision. What does that say?
That says a whole lot.
Yeah.
That shows that love can transcend many places.
Wonder Man's love.
Yes. That's right. Yeah, he was. Wasn't he always pissed? Like, he's like, that's me! You're in love with me!
Yeah. It's an awkward dynamic.
Yes. She can create hex spheres of reality-disrupting quasi-psionic force to cause molecular disturbances in the target's probability field. Very wordy there.
Mm-hmm.
But she is my wild card. If you need a little extra enhancement during a very heavy battle, especially if you're going against, let's say, you know, the Shi'ar Empire, you know, like Gladiator and all those guys, this is someone like I would love to have on my team against them. And last but not least, my alternate member. Now I'm getting really serious here. When things are really going bad, I'm bringing in the Sentry.
This is where Kevin has the most mentally unstable team.
Yes. The last two people, I know. The last two people are very unstable. But
Kevin.
Iron Man is brilliant. He can create something that can probably maybe put like a chip in his head or something to kind of keep him in check.
Sure, sure, that will never get fried.
Oh, come on. There's a way. Maybe it's made of vibranium. You know, Iron Man and Black Panther work together. They can create a device.
Your team is just going to tear each other apart. Your team is going to be great reading material. I can tell you that.
Well, thank you.
Because it's just nutter butters.
Remember, it's Sentry, literally, he is that powerful. Remember, he ripped
Ares
in half.
In half, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I don't think Ares ever came back either. Uh-uh.
Right? I think he actually has stayed dead, yeah.
For now, at least to the year 2025 or something.
Stayed dead. Back. Probably.
Well, the kids are clamoring for that.
Hey, where's Ares? Right. God of War from Marvel.
Right. Oh, I said that about Hercules, but that was more for the Kevin Sorbo show.
They're like, oh, you didn't mean the comic character.
Right.
Oh.
But my big question of the night, gentlemen, is what does our audience think? Who do you think would make a good Avengers team? Let us know.
Yeah. Comment section.
Yeah. On Twitter, on Instagram, Facebook. You can even, you know, like us on iTunes if you want.
Bathe and shower us with your love. Subscribe to this most righteous of podcasts.
Yes, rate, review, tell your friends. People who don't even like comics can listen to this and just be like, wow, I didn't know three grown men could talk so nerdy about comic books. They should be ashamed of themselves. How do they get laid? And I'll tell you how we get laid. With our penises.
And with that,
we'll see you at the comic shop.
And Kevin is eventually going to go down on the rock. That's going to be my new catchphrase.
And Kevin goes down.